We're going to get it all wrapped up here today at your house. Let's wrap the show up with our last call that's made it through the screening process, Mr. Kevin, calling from Phoenix. Kevin, how can we help you, my friend?
Yeah, I've got a outdoor patio I just got done rocking, taping, and mudding, about 400 square feet ceiling.
Okay.
That I've got some joint compound left, and I've heard some people will actually, you know, put joint compound up as their texture, and I was just curious on maybe what you would do. Would you run joint compound, or would you actually buy some of that other texturing stuff that they sell? Did you just roll on?
It doesn't matter. I would select whatever look I liked, but that's not what's critical. You've hung the sheetrock on a patio,
mm-hmm.
and on the outside mm-hmm. edges, it probably butts up against a fascia board, right? A piece of wood. It ends on the outside edges against a piece of wood, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. That's where you have to spend all your attention detailing. When you finish texturing it any way you want, prime it with an exterior uh-huh. acrylic primer. Then I want you to use mm-hmm. silicone caulk on that outside edge. It's very critical you don't allow the humidity to creep in around those edges, because that's what's going to make the texture and the tape fall off in time. If you'll seal that outside edge of sheetrock up, hit it with a coat of primer, and then two good coats of paint, you can expect a good 10 to 12 years out of a sheetrock patio ceiling. If you don't caulk it and you don't cover it adequately with good paint, you're only going to get 3 to 5 years out of it, and the tape will start coming down. So use those two extra measures of craftsmanship, and you'll double the life of that drywall ceiling.
I appreciate it. That's great. Good information. I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, bud.
And one more thing that a drywaller taught me is you're still looking to texture the drywall before you paint it, right?
Yeah.
In that, whatever texture you're doing, there's concrete hardeners that are powder that you can mix into your joint compound. You add that concrete hardener into that drywall compound, and that'll make it even more stronger.
Moisture resistant, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like a floor stone powder product that you just sprinkle on the top of your joint compound in the mud pan, mix it in real good. It does tend to make the drywall mud take off on you faster, so be prepared for that. But it does make for a much more durable exterior drywall application. But the key is keeping the moisture off that drywall, not let the humidity sneak in around the edges, and not letting surface moisture penetrate the paint. Caulk the outside edges, two good layers of paint over one good layer of primer, and you're going to be in good shape.
And we've got two sets of tickets for the Renaissance Festival. We better finish up before we wrap up the hour and get out of here. If you'd like to go to the Renaissance Festival, although probably not today. Well, I bet it's not bad. It looks kind of dry. It's not raining at the moment from our window, but we'll drop these in the mail to you. Just text Renaissance to 411-923.
And the tickets are good through the end of March.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can go.
Save it for a sunny day.
Absolutely.
So just text Renaissance to 411-923. We'll pick two random texters, drop them in the mail. We did get Kim and Scottsdale won the Suns tickets. And then it looks like someone in Tempe was the winner of the Coyotes ticket. So
great.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
In a way of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend, I'd like to just reach out. It has become aware to me by personal experience that scammers are refining and developing their way of scamming you. Romy, I was sitting at my house and the home phone landline rung.
You still have one of those?
I do. Jennifer wants to get rid of it, but I haven't let her yet. And it was a publisher clearinghouse. And they say, you have won $10,000 a week for life and a SUV, but we need some information first. And I said, no, not interested. I hung up. They called me back two more times saying they were Publishers Clearing House and I had won, and the winner and the team was on the way to my house to give me the gift. And they were actually using the names of executives that are on the Publishing Clearing House website.
Wow.
And so I said, well, if they're on their way, you already know my address. I'll start some water and some hot tea and cold tea, and I'll be waiting for them. Goodbye. They never showed up. But they're trying to get information from you. And so now when you have scammers willing to repeat their phone calls to you, folks, just be on alert. Jennifer Googled this, and apparently it's a rampant scam going throughout. So never give your personal information out. Don't give any information out for any phone call you haven't personally solicited. Folks, we get calls all the time by people being taken advantage of by unscrupulous contractors. We can't do anything about that unless they're a Rosie on the house. And then it would never happen in the first place. We cannot help you solve a contractor problem unless you've used a Rosie certified contractor.